This is Vermont Edition. I'm Mitch Wertlieb in for Jane Lindholm. If you vape or use e-cigarettes of any kind, July 1st was not a kind day. At the start of this month, the state instituted a 92% tax at the wholesale level on all vaping products. Now, that doesn't mean folks who vape or Juul are dealing with a direct 92% hike when they pay for vaping products at the cash register, but it does mean retailers will have to pay more to carry those products, and that cost increase will be passed on to consumers. But do taxes on something like e-cigarettes really lead to the results lawmakers want, namely fewer users and especially a reduced number of young people turning to e-cigarettes? Well, here to speak with us about how taxes can influence behavior is Natalie Matthew Boll. She's an associate professor of economics at UVM, where she studies tax policy and how higher fees affect consumption of goods and services like food and, in this case, tobacco products. Natalie Matthew Boll, thank you so much for being here today. Appreciate it.
Thank you for having me.
So let me start out by asking, what do we know about the effectiveness of taxes on tobacco products? Do they work?
Yes, they do work. So what we know about tobacco taxes in general is that smoking falls by about 5% each time the price of cigarettes or tobacco products raises 10%. Hmm. So we know that it's effective, generally speaking, but it's even more effective to reduce smoking among price-sensitive smokers, which are young smokers, because young smokers have tighter budgets, so price increase are more effective. They discourage them from purchasing cigarettes.
So even more, you think, than adult smokers or vapers?
Yes, exactly. Even more than adult smokers. Hmm. As far as e-cigarettes is concerned, we know less because it's a more recent phenomenon. But there's a 2018 study that shows that if there were a federal tax on e-cigarettes, which is not the case yet, a 10% federal tax could reduce the number of e-cigarette smokers by 250,000 a year.
Wow. And that's an estimate, of course.
Yes, that's
still,
an estimate.
It's a big, big number.
Yes.
Why impose a 92% tax rather than, let's say, regulating the products or banning them altogether?
All right. So taxes are very effective, especially among the youth. Now, there are other things that you can consider. You can consider, for example, regulations that will require more information regarding the health risk associated to e-cigarettes. We know that information is important to reduce smoking. As far as cigarettes are concerned, mm-hmm. we know that the decline in cigarette smoking among over the past 30 years has essentially been attributed to informing people about the health risks related to cigarette smoking. So that can definitely be a way to reduce e-cigarette smoking. But it doesn't work that well for the youth because the youth don't really make rational decisions regarding smoking. The thing is that they don't have the ability to assess really the long-term health risks that they face. And they also tend to underestimate the fact that they're going to get addicted to nicotine. So you could think of other regulations, for example, regulations on packaging or advertising. We know also that teens tend to really like these packages for e-cartridges, and it makes them understate the danger of these e-cartridges. I think that in a recent survey, only about 13% of teens who were interviewed said that there was nicotine in the e-cartridges. And when you look at the packaging of e-cartridges, you see that they use very bright colors, and they use language that is very popular among teens. So, for example, they use OMG, or they use names like candy flavor or dragon fire flavors.
Anything to distract from the fact that there is nicotine. Again.
Exactly, which is a common tool for advertisers.
Something we've noticed in the newsroom are signs going up at vape shops in recent weeks, reading along the lines of 92% equals black market. Black market does not pay taxes. Black market does not check IDs. Now, Alex Morano of Valley Vapes in Essex says she's disappointed lawmakers opted for a broad tax to handle these concerns over vaping, especially among younger Vermonters. Her worry is that teens will find other illicit ways to get around the higher price tag for vaping products and refills at stores where it's legal to buy them. Here's what she said.
It makes perfect sense that a black market is going to emerge among teens if they want to continue doing this. Kids are smarter than you think, and they're going to do it if they'll drive to New Hampshire to do it. We're not that far away from that. They'll go to New York to do it. And it's very, very easy for them to go to another state, buy these products, fill aftermarket Juul pods with salt nicotine, basically make Juul pods and sell them to their friends. And how are they going to stop that?
So what about that question, a black market developing because of this high tax?
Yes, well, it's undeniable that if Vermont has a high tax, whereas other states don't, there's going to be a black market developing. Now, I think what's interesting is to look into what's happened regarding the black market for regular cigarettes. So economists, they look into this by looking into whether a state is a net exporter of smuggled cigarettes or a net importer of smuggled cigarettes. Mm. So Vermont in 2006 was a net importer of smuggled cigarettes, but taxes increased relatively moderately on cigarettes between 2006 and 2014, and Vermont became a net exporter of smuggled cigarettes. And it's still a net exporter of smuggled cigarettes despite a 13% higher tax imposed in 2013. So what we can say is that, yes, there might be the development of a black market. We know that for cigarettes, it has not prevented cigarette taxes to be effective at reducing cigarette smoking, especially among the youth. It's still the best tool we have to reduce cigarette smoking among the youth. If other states adopt e-cigarette taxes, which is most likely going to be the case because of the large negative costs associated to cigarette consumption everywhere in the U.S., then we should see a less strong black market in Vermont as time goes by.
So this, to you, is really the most effective way that lawmakers have in their toolbox to get younger people to not smoke or as much with these vaping products?
As far as we know, yes, because the reality is that information about health work less well than taxes for the youth.
Natalie Matthew Bowles, an associate professor of economics at the University of Vermont. Thank you so much for joining us today. Really appreciate it.
Thank you.